5月27日，我们谈到了彼得前书4章7到11节。
On May 27th, the Saturday, we talked about the 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11.
第七节是一句很严厉提醒我们的话语。
Verse 7 is a very severe verse and a reminder for us.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray.
的确，这是一个末世的时代。
Now this is the time of the end age.
请问我们预备了没有？
I'd like to ask, are you ready?
上次我们从彼得前书，刚才主席帮我们念的经文，4章7到11节，思想到末世时代，我们应该有的五个生活方式。
Last time we talked about the First Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. There were five aspects of the life of the at the end age.
第一个生活方式是谨慎自守。
First is be self-controlled.
第二是警醒祷告。
Second, be clear-minded.
第三，彼此相爱。
Third, love each other.
第四，互相款待。
Four, offer hospitality to one another.
最后是为好管家。
Last, be a good steward.
今天早上我们要继续谈到这五个生活方式的最后一个生活方式。
Today, we're going to talk about the last of the five.To be a good steward.
就是为好管家。
Be a good steward.
这是4章10节到11节告诉我们的。
This is verse 10 to 11 tells us.
让我们一起把这个新译本的经文念一遍。我们一起开声把这些新译本的 经文念一遍。你们要做神各样恩赐的好管家，个人照做所领受的恩赐彼此服侍，讲道的应当按照神的圣言讲，服侍的应当按照神所赐的力量服侍，因为要在一切事上使神借耶稣基督得荣耀，荣耀全人都是他的，直到永永远远，阿们。今天早上的信息，我们要从几方面来思想基督徒管家的责任。
Today, we're going to think about the responsibility of stewards in a few aspects.
第一，我们要思想到基督徒是神的管家。
We need to know that Christians are God's stewards.
做神，第二是做神恩赐的好管家。
Second, to be God's good stewards.
做神恩赐的好管家是讲到神给我们每一个基督徒不同的恩赐。
To be a good steward, that means God has given each of us different gifts.
神要我们做恩赐的好管家，好好的使用神所给我们的恩赐。
So we need to be good stewards of God's varied grace.
所以我们当中要思想到两个问题。
We have two questions here.
什么是恩赐和如何知道自己的恩赐？
What are grace? What are gifts? And how do we know our gifts?
最后我们要谈到管家的服侍。
Then we are going to talk about stewards and their service.
什么是服侍？
What is service?
服侍的目的是什么？
The purpose of service.
我们应该要有怎样的态度来服侍？
What kind of attitude should we have in our service?
所以我们要第一先思想基督徒是神的管家。
First, let's talk about the to be God's stewards.
这是一个职分责任是神要每一个基督徒要执行的一个任务。
This is a responsibility for each of the Christians.
基督徒有一个非常特殊的身份，就是成为神的管家。
Christians have a very special identity, that is to be God's stewards.
这个身份是神在创造人类的时候就托付给人了。
This identity has been given by God when He created the world.
这是啊，神在创世的时候，在创世纪第一章第二十六到二十八节讲。
In Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 20 to 28, this
says. 讲到我一口气把这个整段经文念完哈。神说我们要按照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理之地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。在新约哥林多前书四章第一节也提到管家的职分。
In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1, it also mentioned the responsibility of a steward.
这个这一节讲到人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
It says, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God.
什么是管家？
What are stewards?
管家的意思是管理主人所托付的一切。
A steward should do whatever the master entrusted him.
要把主人所托付的保管他，料理主人的产业等等。
Protect them and take care of them.
这个世界上我们周围的一切都是神为人所预备的。
Everything in the world around us.
他把世界上的一切，他把世界上的一切交给人来管理。
God has given us everything to manage.
这一切都是属于神的。
Everything belongs to God.
但是人把所交托的当成了是属于我自己的。
But we think God things are ours.
成为基督徒的我们。
As Christians,
我们今天所拥有的一切都是属于神的。
Whatever we have today belongs to God.
我们的生命是属于神的。
Our life belongs to God.
我们的时间是神托付给我们管理的。
Our time is given by God.
很可惜，今天好多的基督徒他们没有好好的管理神所托付给他的时间。
Today, many Christians don't take care of their time well.
就让时间这样白白的浪费掉。
And many time has, lots of time has been wasted.
我们的产业、妻子、儿女都是神给我们的。
Our material things, our wives, children are given by God.
我们是神的管家，我们要来管理神所赐给我们的时间、金钱和产业。
We're God's stewards, so we need to take care of the time, money, our material things.Given by God.
弟兄姐妹，作为神的好管家，我们必须要有一个很清醒的认识。神将这一切、这个世界上把这个世界赐给我们，要托付给我们一切美好的托付给我们美好的一切。
Brothers and sisters, to be God's stewards, we need to have clear mind.Take care of whatever God has given to us.
我们只是管家而已，我们的责任只是管家，好好的管理神所赐给我们一切。我们不是拥有者，只是我们的神才是真正拥有我们拥有我们周围的一切。
We are only stewards. We are not the owner. So we are the only God is the true master.
第十节讲到个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Verse 10 says each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
神给我们每一个基督徒都有恩赐。
All of us have gifts from God.
神给我们每一个基督徒都有恩赐啊！我们今天啊，要从两方面来看什么是恩赐，我们怎样知道自己的恩赐。
Today we're going to talk about in two aspects about gifts. What is gifts and how do we know our gifts?
什么是恩赐？
What is gift?
恩赐是圣灵赐给每一个重生得救的基督徒的礼物，目的是要把恩赐使用在教会中，使到教会成熟和成长。
Gifts are the present from the Holy Spirit for all the reborn Christians. The purpose of gifts is to use them in the church so that the church can grow and mature.
以弗所书四章第六十六节说，全身都靠他联络得合适，白借各按其职。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16 says, From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
身为基督徒，我们必须认识自己的恩赐。
As Christians, we need to clearly know our gifts.
借着这些恩赐，我们的灵命、生活及服事将会有突破性的更新。
With these gifts, our spiritual life, our everyday life and service can have breakthrough revive.
不但能够为教会带来更大的祝福，并且帮助我们能更有效地传扬福音。
Not only we can serve the bring blessings for the church, we can also spread the gospel more efficiently.
我们必须了解基督身体以及他运作的方式。
We must understand the body of Christ and how does it work.
哥林多前书第十二章第四到七节就讲得很清楚。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 4 to 7.
这里讲到恩赐也有分别，圣灵却是一个，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事，圣灵现在个人身上是叫人得益处。
It says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works in all of them, in all men.
当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们个人救主的时候，我们就成为耶稣身体的一部分。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become part of His body.
每一个信徒都是他身体中的一个重要的部分。
Each of the Christians is a part of His body.
神赐恩赐给每一个肢体。
God gives gifts to every part.
而且所赐的每一个人都不同。
Every person has different gift.
神不会赐给全间教会都有唱诗的恩赐，都要参加诗班，整个教会在上面当诗班，而下面没有人，是不可能的。
God will not give everyone to have the singing capability so that everybody will be singing on the stage, but no one is in the off the stage to listen.
在教会里面，每一个人都不同。
In the church, everybody is different.
而且我们都有不同的恩赐。
We all have different gifts.
因为我知道有些人有音乐的恩赐，很会带诗歌。
Some of us have the gift of music.
好像我们的胡大中跟赵梅刚才来带诗歌，带得很好。
Like Albert and Chow May.
有的人他有设计的恩赐，可以参与教会网站的设计。
Some of us has the capability to for design, who may help to design the website.
我们也知道有些人有爱心和关怀的恩赐，他们可以在团契中参与各种不同的服事。
Some of us have the gift of love and caring. They may help to care the brother and sister.
有的人也有带导的恩赐，也有人有财务的恩赐和管理的恩赐。
Some of us have the gifts of finance, of management.They may help the church as well.
那些有照顾长子的恩赐，可以在长子团契里面参与。
Those who have the gifts to take care of the elders can serve in the seniors fellowship.
好像我们的吴伯伯和吴伯母都有这方面的恩赐，他很积极的在长子团契里面参与。
Like brother in and sister in the seniors fellowship.
在不同的恩赐使用当中，目的是要建立基督的身体。
To use all these gifts, the purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
哥林多前书十二章十二到十三节说：“就如身体是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体许多，乃是一个身体。基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成为一个身体，因一位圣灵。”
In First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 13.The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
到底我们怎样知道我的恩赐是什么呢？
So how do we know our gifts?
成为基督徒基督成为基督身体的一部分，我们都有一项或者多项属灵的任务要执行。
To be part of the Christ body, we all have a mission, spiritual mission to accomplish.
我们千万不要以为说我们在教会中没有用。
Never think we are useless in the church.
我们在教会中的每一个肢体、每一个分子，其实是都有功用的。
Every part, every member in the church is useful.
我们知道属灵的恩赐是从神而来的。
The spiritual gifts are from God.
雅各书第一章第十七节说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
In James chapter 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们认为没有恩赐的话，我们可以来到神面前向神求神赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, if we think we don't have any gifts, we need to come to God and ask for God.
神的确是会赐给我们。
God will give us the gifts.
每一个肢体从神所得的恩赐必须是按照神所赐予给他的恩赐，目的是加以运用。
All the Christians need to use their gifts according to the purpose of God.
在使用恩赐上面，基督徒有两个责任。
We have two responsibilities to use our gifts.
第一个责任是按照恩赐的目的善加运用。
First is to use these gifts according to the God's purpose.
第二个责任就是以爱作为原则来使用。
Second, to use it with love.
到底我们怎样知道我们的恩赐在哪一方面呢？
How do we know our gifts?
其实这个是一个很大的课题。
Actually, this is a big question.
很简单来讲，是我们可以有五方面来得知我们的恩赐。
But we can know it from five different ways.
第一，我们要凭着信心参与服事。
First, we need to be involved in service with our faith.
如果你没认为没有恩赐，你看到诗班的话，你可以试试看加入诗班，看看下你会不会唱歌。
If you don't think you have gift, when you see the choir, you may try to join them and see if you will fit there.
我们也可以从别人的那边知道我们的恩赐在哪里。
We may also know it from others.
而且你参加了诗班后隔壁妇人间有一个人告诉你说，哎，某姐妹你唱歌唱得很好。
Think after you join the choir and some sisters may come to you and say you can sing very well.
那个就是你的恩赐。
That is your gift.
其实我们也可以在又把它放在祷告里面，我们向神求，让神把恩赐赐给我们。
We can also pray for it. Let God tell us what is our gift.
第四方面，我们可以外面有基督教书店有卖一些的书籍，或者是一个调查说你可以一些问卷当中得知你的恩赐在哪里。
Also, there are some books or tests you can use them to find your gifts.
最后，自己内心对某一些事工的负担或者觉悟，那些事工的需要，我们可以从那边知道我的恩赐在哪里。
Also, from our heart, sometimes can we feel the needs of the church?
有些人他突然间看到外面有一些在痛苦中的一些的人啊，他看到后，他觉得我一个负担要去帮助他，可能就你这个是神给你的恩赐。
Some people, when seeing others are in trouble or in need, they may feel that they need to serve them.
或者是有时候有些弟兄姐妹会看到说在教会里面好像在某一方面比较弱，他有负担要把他带上来，这个可能就是你的恩赐，你有这方面的负担。
Some of the brothers or sisters may find out part of the church in which part may be weak and need improvement, they can help.
在我们的教会里面有好多我们可以参与服事的机会。
In the church, there are many opportunities to serve.
比方说，我们的教会，我们需要好多弟兄姐妹参与做维修的工作。
For example, in the church, we need many brothers and sisters to maintain the church building.
好像上个礼拜我就看到有弟兄就是在这个地方去换灯泡。
So last week, several brothers were working here to replace the light bulbs.
我们需要好多弟兄在这方面的参与。
We need many brothers to be involved in this type of service.
我们教会也需要一些弟兄姐妹参与在网站里的设计方面。网站 internet.
Also, we need brother sister to help design the website.
我们也需要有祷告恩赐的弟兄姐妹彼此的代祷，为做事情代祷。
We also need brother sister who have the gift of prayer to pray for others.
我们也需要在布道做个人布道和关怀探访方面的工作。
We also need to do visitation on the caring for others.
Yeah, 我们清楚了解我们自己的恩赐，彼得前书第十是四章第十节就勉励我们。
We need to know our gifts in 1 Peter chapter 4.
他说这里讲到个人按照做所领受的恩赐彼此服侍。
It says everybody needs to serve each other with his gift from God.
我们要参与服侍。
We need to be involved in service.
有三个问题我们要在这里要回答。什么是服侍？服侍的目的是什么？我们应该以怎样的态度参与服侍？
We need to answer three questions. What is service? What is the purpose of service? And what kind of attitude should we have in service?
服事什么是服事？服事是为着神爱的缘故，对教会或者是个人的服务。
Service is to serve in the church or for others in the love of God.
它的目的是彼得前书四章十一节讲的，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得到荣耀。
The purpose is that so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
根据彼得前书四章十一节说，若有讲道的 是要按作神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的要按作神所赐的力量服侍。
According to 1 Peter 4:11, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaks with one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides.
所以在这里我们可以看到服侍可分为两类。
From here we see there are two types of service.
第一类就是神话语的服侍。
One is to serve God with words.
第二类是个人的需要的服务。
The second service is to serve with our needs.
第一类我们先来看一下，第一类是神话语的服侍。
The first, let's talk about the serve God with words.
彼得前书说，若有讲道的，要按作神的圣言讲。
First Peter just says, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God.
这里可以指作牧师在台上讲台上面的服事。
It may mean the talking of the pastor on stage.
这段经文其实也可以。只做是在台下的服事。
It can also mean the service of the stage.
比方说，在以斯帖第六章第三节讲到伺候王的臣妇是君王的仆人。
In Esther, chapter 6, verse 3, mentioned the king's attendant. It means the king's service.
在神的事工上面，就是只做的是神的仆人。
God's servant means everybody in the service of God.
是只做那些蒙神呼召全时间服侍神的牧师和传道。
It can be the full-time pastors or missionaries in the service of God.
他们的职分就是把神的话语传讲出去。
Their responsibility is to spread God's words to others.
其实这一段经文也可以指作主日学的老师在主日学的教导。
But it can also be the Sunday school teachers.
这个就是在台下的服事。
This is the off the stage service.
另外一方面也可以指作在弟兄姐妹们在团契或者去外面探访的时候用神的话语来彼此勉励。
It can also be the brothers and sisters during the fellowship or during their visitation.
各位主日学老师和团契的负责同工彼得前书在第四章第十一节的提醒很清楚，若有讲讲到的是要按作神的圣言讲。
So in the first Peter chapter 4:11 says, if one talks, he should talk the very word of God.
我们有一个很重大的责任，我们的责任就是好好的传讲神的话语。
We have big responsibility, that is to talk about God's words.
是按照神的圣言讲，讲的是圣经的话，而不是我自己的话。
According to the very word of God, it's God's words, not our words.
提摩太前后书第二章第十五节这样说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按作正义分解真理的道。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handle the word of truth.
第二样就是对个人需要的服务。
Second is to serve based on needs.
这里说，若有服侍人的是要按作神所赐的力量服侍。
It says if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides.
这一类的服侍，圣经的例子有彼得有例子有使徒行传第六章一到四节讲到教会门徒人数。 增多。
Examples are given in the Bible. In Acts, it says, well, the members of the church increased.
有一批的当时候有一批的、西利讲西利话就是希腊话的寡妇需要他们的需要被忽略了
A group of the widows who speak Greek was neglected
教会就选出七个有名声有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人、来专门管理饭食
So the church selected the seven person who have good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit, who also have the gift from God to manage the service.
Yeah. 另外一个例子就是马太福音第二十五章第三十五和三十六也有这样的一句话。
Another example is given in Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 to 36.
因为我渴了，你们给我吃啊；我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客的，你们留我。住啊！我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
接下来我们要看到，我们到底服事的目的是什么
？So here shows that what is the purpose of our service.
服事的目的啊，是服事的目的是彼得前书第四章第十一节讲得很清楚，叫凡神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
The purpose is given in verse 11 of First Peter. It is so that.God is praised in Christ Jesus.
这段告诉我们，做一个好管家服事的动机和目的是必须要 有正确的、观念。
So here says, to serve God, we have need to have a good motive.
我们服事不是为了我自己。
Our service is not for ourselves.
乃是为了神的利益和神的荣耀而服事。
It's for God.Purpose.
圣经在这里劝我们，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
The Bible tells us we need to do everything so that God will be praised in Christ Jesus.
管家的职责就是要让主人在凡事上都居首位。
So when during our service, we need to know that the master will be always be served.
而不是为了我自己。
It is not for ourselves.
乃是为了我们的主人耶稣基督。
It is for our master, Jesus Christ.
所以这个是牵涉到态度上面的问题。
So this is the problem of the attitude.
并且我们要清楚为什么而。服事
So we need to know for what we serve.
我们的服事的目的不是为自己的利益。
The purpose of our service is not for our benefit.
乃是为神。
But for God.
比方说我们帮助一位弟兄或者是姐妹从困苦中得到解脱。
For example, you help a brother or a sister out of trouble.
我们不是因为我自己的功劳，乃是神。的工作
It is not for our personal gain, but for God.
我们开放我们的家、来接待弟兄姐妹和朋友，不是为了我自己而做。
When we open our house to God, it is not for ourselves, it's also for God's work.
乃是为了神的爱，我来做这个事情。
So we do it for the love of God.
所以哥罗西书第三章二十二到二十四节这样说，你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不是不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢，总要诚心诚实敬畏主。
In Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 24, slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man, since you know.That you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
我们站长话弟兄就把英文都翻译出来的，那么注意看听啊，第23节和24节很重要啊。23节这样说，我对不起，我没有把它带在 PowerPoint 里面啊。无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做，不是给人做，因为你们知道从主那里得做基业和为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。在这方面很重要啊！如果我们有这样的心态的话，我们的服事其实是喜乐的一个服事。
I've read verses 23 and 24. So when we do serve God, we need to have a happy and a joyful heart.
所以第二个态度是什么？就是要谦卑服事。
Second, we need to serve humbly.
教会的服事和外面的机构其实是不同的。
Serving in the church is very different from working in the other institutions.
约翰福音第十三章第一到第十三节记载了耶稣基督在受难前为门徒设立的榜样。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13 records Jesus washing the feet for his disciples.
这个榜样就是耶稣为门徒洗脚。
This is the example Jesus said.
我们是神的管家，是仆人的身份，我们更应该有谦卑的心态来服侍神和服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
We are stewards, we are servants of God. So for sure we should even more have the heart of humility to serve others.
所以耶稣基督曾经讲过这样这句话说，你坐在这个小子的身上就是坐在我的身上。
Jesus has said, when you do anything to a least of all, you are doing it for me.
我们在服侍神上应该是有单纯的，必须要有单纯的动机。好管家服侍的动机应该是出于亏欠神。
When serving God, we need to have a pure motive. So we need to feel like we are not worthy in God.
因为神以这样的爱我们，把救赎恩典赐给我们，我们愿意来敬畏神，愿意回报主的恩典和主的慈爱，我们才参与服事。
Because God loves us and gave us the salvation. So because we fear God, we are willing to return His gift, His grace.
如果我们有这样的态度，我们就我们的服事才会有活力，我们才能够尽最大的力量去服事神。
With this type of attitude, we can do the service the best with a life, do it lively.
第三个态度是忠心的服事。
The third attitude is do it faithfully.
在哥林多前书四章二节说求于管家的是要他有忠心。
In First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2, it says, those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
管家首先要有忠心，我们如果不忠心，谁敢托付任何使命给我们呢？
A steward must first be faithful, otherwise who will entrust us?
忠心也就是我们有个忠诚的心，也就是被托付的人对所托付的人尽心尽力。
Being faithful is to do everything, do our best for the person who entrust us.
我们做任何事情是为了托付的人去着想，忠心是作为神好管家的首要的条件。
Whatever we do, we need to think for the person who entrusts us.
所以神
This is the primary condition to be a steward.
神喜悦的管家不是一定是有才干，不一定是一个很聪明的人。神所要的就是你有没有对他忠心。
as God's steward, he may not be very capable, he may not be very intelligent, but he must be faithful.
有一天，有一对夫妇，他外出到一个贫穷的贫穷的地区去分发面包给那一区的平民。
One day, a couple went out and to give bread to the poor in need.
他们来到一间屋子的门口。
They came to a house.
他们就听到屋子里面有一些争吵的声音。
They heard some noise from inside.
所以他就到门口那边在犹豫，在注意是不是要敲门。结果他敲了，他就敲门了。
They hesitated a little bit and then they knocked the door.
开门的是一个男士。
A man opened the door.
就问他说，你敲门，你是为什么而敲门呢？
And he asked, why are you knocking at my door?
夫妇当中就有一个人回答说，没有，没什么，我们只是要问问你们说，我们手上有一些的面包，你们是否有需要？
One of the couple said, we just want to ask, we have some bread, do you want some of them?
这位开门的男士就回答说，你们这样做的目的是为了什么呢？
Then the man asked, what's the purpose of you doing this?
我只是要让人知道神爱他们。
I just want to let people know that God loves them.
这男士继续问。
Then the man asked continually.
你刚才说的是什么呢？
What did you say?
在这对夫妇其中一位回答说，我们把面包分出去是要让人知道耶稣爱他们。
We give this bread out so that people will know that God loves them.
那男士就睁眼睛就睁得大大的，就说，我不能相信我们昨天刚刚埋葬了三岁大的儿子，你现在就在我们的门口。
The man was astonished by hearing that. He said,Yesterday, we just buried our three-year-old son. I can't believe that today you are at my door.
这对夫妇就听了这个男士这样讲后，他就 offer 就和这位男士跟他的太太手握着手，就围着他们祷告。
After hearing that, the couple with also the person in the house, hand in hand, they prayed together.
当这对夫妇离开的时候，他还没有走，就听到门口里面的对话。
Well, the couple was leaving. They heard the conversation inside the house.
他们听到这位男士对他的太太这么说。
They heard that the man said to his wife,
亲爱的
Darling,
我不是告诉你了吗？
I told you before.
神是看顾我们的神。
God cares for us.
他不会离开弃我们而不看顾我们的需要。
He won't forsake us and he will care for us.
神需要我们的需要神知道。
God knows our needs.
你看他现在已经派人来敲我们的门。
See, he has sent people for us.
这个就是印证了神眷顾我们。
This shows that God truly cares for us.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
让我们看看我们的周围。
Let's look around us.
看看这个世界。
Look at the world.
有没有需要的人？
Are there any people in need?
一杯的凉水。
A cup of water.
一块蛋糕。
A piece of cake.
一个面包。
A loaf of bread.
一句安慰人的话
a word of comfort,
一句鼓励人的话
a sense of encouragement,
这些都可以温暖人的心
all this can warm up a people's heart.
你愿意不愿意为主建中
are you willing to do this for the Lord?
我们一起来祷告
let's pray.
主啊，在这个世界上有许多许多的需要。主啊，我们将我们的教会的弟兄姐妹完全的交在你的面前。主啊，让我们能够注意我们周围所需要的人，我们能够给他们一杯的凉水，给他们一块的蛋糕，给他们一个面包，给他们一句你的话语，给他们一句鼓励的言语，这些都能够温暖了人的心，帮助我们，让我们的眼光不单单是不要注意在我们自己上面，乃是注意周围的人，让你的爱借助我们向周围的人施展。我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起站起来唱这首诗歌，借我赐恩。